Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
Welcome back, and my apologies for being away. I have been ill. I'm better now. Today's podcast is The Ground Beneath Our Feet, Coping with Grief and Loss. I want to start with a brilliant poem by Robert R. Walsh called Fault Line. Did you ever think there might be a fault line passing underneath your living room? A place where your life is lived in meeting and in separating, wondering and telling, unaware that just beneath you is the unseen seam of great plates that strain through time, that your life, already spilling over the brim, could be invaded, set off in a new direction, turned aside by forces you were warned about, but not prepared for? Shelves could be spilled out, the level floor set at an angle in some seconds shaking. You would have to take your losses, do whatever must be done next. When the great plates slip and the earth shivers and the flaw is seen to lie in what you trusted most, look not to more solidarity, to weighty slabs of concrete poured or strength of cantilevered beam to save the fractured order. Trust more the tensile strands of love that bend and stretch to hold you in the web of life that's often torn but always healing. There's your strength. The shifting plates, the restive earth, your room, your precious life, they all proceed from love, the ground on which we walk together. One of the great illusions we hang on to as humans is that the earth beneath our feet is solid. However, science and our awareness of earthquakes and erupting volcanoes tells us that isn't true. Yet we trust the illusion because of personal experience. We can't feel the ground moving, so it must be stable. The second illusion that we cling to is the circumstances of our lives are as solid as the ground beneath our feet. We may nod our head in agreement when someone says change is the only constant, but what we cling to is the comfort of the phrase, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Change that isn't self-initiated is frightening. When I heard Walsh's poem for the first time, I needed to sit with his words and let them sink in. As I pictured his images, I was reminded of the experience of grief and loss. According to Walsh, we're all living our lives, unaware of the earth moving beneath us. We assume that what is will continue to be. Even when we know that job loss may be coming, a relationship is in trouble, the death of a loved one is imminent, we don't really know. Then the pink slip arrives, the suitcases are waiting at the door, or that late night call comes from the hospital, and we know. In our gut, we know. As Walsh describes, our shelves and floors are never the same. When we experience a loss, our world is turned upside down. Much of what we depended upon no longer feels trustworthy. For a while, the world stops feeling safe. We actively know that bad things do happen, even to good people. In Walsh's words, you would have to take your losses, do whatever must be done next. This is often what we do when a loss occurs. We plan the funeral. We edit our resume. We divide assets. Because the natural shock that our bodies and minds experience at the beginning of the journey, we're able to take the necessary next steps. While grief and loss come to us all, Walsh's imagery of the tensile strands of love that bend and stretch to hold you in the web of life describes the circle of care that ideally surrounds us during these times. My wish for you is that you are enveloped in the love that takes away from the precariousness of the ground. If you are dealing with a loss, of a loved one, of a relationship, or of a job, and you're finding it more than you can cope with, please reach out.
Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakie.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.